Today I'm talking to Robert Armitage. Robert was born and brought up in Scarborough. He would have been a teenager in the late 1960s and early 1970s. And I'm interested in the kind of jobs that he was able to get as a consequence of the tourist industry. Robert, tell us about those times, what your first jobs were, and anything else that came along as you progressed.
1970s Scarborough was a rich pickings for vacation jobs for teenagers and students. This was an era before cheap package holidays, to exotic sounding European destinations made the traditional week or fortnight holiday at the Yorkshire coast less appealing. From the age of 14, there was always a summer job I could do, starting with stacking shelves at the local convenience store, delivering supplies to anxious seaside landladies in time to meet the dinner deadline. The rickety Hovis bike of the day was a far cry and much more dangerous than today's Deliveroo riders' electric versions. One season, I decided that wearing a Donald Duck outfit for a photographer's model was a good idea. It wasn't. I endured a single day of constant fun-making and abuse by over-familiar lassies on tour from or unwilling toddlers being coerced into posing with an artificial and not very convincing Disney character. A better option seemed to be working in the local laundry. This was true until the effects of standing 8 hours a day by a steamroller guiding the town sheets through the machine were felt by aching feet and starched fingertips. It was a great awakening to what some people did every day, not just for a summer job. An 8 hour day punctuated with a morning and afternoon tea break of 15 minutes and half an hour for lunch didn't seem like much respite from the daily toil. It seemed incredible that there could be so many sheets in the town. Back then, there were an awful lot of visitors. Another season and another job. This time, it was in the bakery, loading the bread vans with shop, cafe, and hotel orders before riding with the driver, delivering those supplies. This was a shock to the student lifestyle of term time. You had to be up with the van at 4 a.m. and work through to the last delivery had been dropped. You went to places you knew of but didn't know what to expect below stairs. Public and private images are very different. From hotels that eventually fell into the sea to small cafes serving up a greasy spoon. Wherever we went, we were always welcomed. I was always grateful for that fry up at about 9 a.m. My driver had done the same route for years and was obviously loved by his regular customers. Stock was needed to feed the visitors or keep the customers happy. Working in the bakery was a lot less fun. Typical, but less fun if better hours. Typically, an afternoon and evening shift was hot and stuffy environment where you could stand for hours stuffing bread buns into plastic bags. So a trip to the gâteau fridge was a welcome relief. The nightly dinner break was usually a trip for fish and chips. My favourite job was the last one before graduating and leaving Scarborough in search of streets paved in gold. I worked in the newsagent's kiosk opposite the station. This was a prime position as many visitors would arrive by train in the 1970s. Scarborough then had a thriving conference trade, and I would have former prime ministers, leaders of trade unions, delegates of all kinds calling at the kiosk for their daily newspapers and cigarettes. This was a revelation to me. We sold numerous exotic sounding foreign newspapers, which were snapped up by the language students in the town, the broadsheets generally preferred by the senior delegates of the conferences, and the tabloids for everyone else. I never knew there were so many brands of cigarettes available. I used to play mental games, guessing what brand the next customer would buy. The French ones for the actors at the theatre in the round. The unfiltered for the older male conference delegates, and number six for the everyday smoker. The real challenge of the job was the mental arithmetic. There were no fancy tills or card systems in those days. What customers bought had to be calculated in your head and transacted in cash. Thankfully, the UK had introduced decimal coinage. At least there were only two columns to add. Complex calculations of five or more items required pencil and paper. And this was all done in the glare of a queue of impatient customers anxiously looking to see if you'd made a mistake. It was such a reward to hear, "Well done, lad," when you gave the correct change to a customer. I have no idea how much these jobs paid. I did it to save money for an end of season short holiday and to subsidize the entertainment while away at university. The funds generally stretched out until mid-second term, so to top up at Christmas was usually achieved by delivering the Christmas post. This was typically done for 1 or 2 weeks. I loved it. You walk the streets, delivering much anticipated greetings from friends and family, often in faraway lands. The joy of receiving the card was evidenced by gushing thanks and the occasional mug of hot tea. Easter break was always reserved for study, knowing that you'd be back for a summer job in only a few weeks' time. These jobs taught me so many lessons. There was great dignity in work, and this really matters to people's sense of self-worth as well as putting food on the table. Summer in Scarborough was when many folk made their annual living. It was hard work with long hours, but a relatively short season. At the end of a short break, it was then back to planning for the next year. For me, it deepened a strong sense of identity with the town and its people. I love the town that is as strong today as it was in the 1970s.
Robert, thank you very much for giving us your experiences and memories.